From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon announced Wednesday that the Paris Agreement on climate change will legally come into force on November 4th. The agreement is aimed at cutting greenhouse gas emissions, which scientists say are responsible for global warming. Canada, Nepal, and seven European Union countries ratified the pact Wednesday, bringing the total number of governments that have approved it to 62. In Washington, President Barack Obama hailed the step.
Today, the world meets the moment. And if we follow through on the commitments that this Paris Agreement embodies, history may well judge it as a turning point for our planet.
President Obama. Portugal's former Prime Minister, António Guterres, has officially or unofficially been selected as the United Nations' next Secretary General. Margaret Bashir reports.
In a decisive sixth round of private voting among Security Council diplomats, the 67-year-old Guterres prevailed with the majority of votes and no vetoes from the permanent five council members. Russia's UN Ambassador Vitaly Churkin, who is council president this month, made the announcement to the press, flanked by the 14 other members of the council.
But today, after our sixth straw poll, we have a clear favorite, and his name is António Guterres.
Guterres beat a total of 12 other candidates to get the top job. Margaret Bashir of the United Nations.
Hurricane Matthew aimed towards the Bahamas after inflicting destruction on Haiti and Cuba. At least 10 people have been killed in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Syria's army says it will reduce airstrikes and shelling on the rebel-held areas of Aleppo. The announcement Wednesday says the action is being taken on humanitarian grounds. This is VOA News.